I'm Gary Colley, evangelist of the Churches of Christ, and certainly I'm happy again today, wherever you're listening to your radios, to greet you with the gospel of Christ. The Word of God, indeed, is that which is able to make us free from all error and strife and difficulties if we will but take its words into our thinking and live in accordance with its teachings. We may live in accordance with our own thinking and lose our soul. Proverbs 14:12 says, "There is a way that seemeth right unto man, but the ends of that way are the ways of death." But we must listen to the will of God, speak only as the oracles of God, and live in those things which the Lord commands us in order that His love may belong to us and in order that we may be pleasing in His sight. Our question for this week tells us, Proverbs 22:6 tells us, that if we train up a child in the way he should go, he will not depart from it. However, we have seen so many cases where the parents did train their child in a proper way, and yet the child did go astray. Do we have a proper understanding of this verse? Well, the fullness of Proverbs 22:6 is, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." We realize that train means to initiate or early instruction. In the way means to select for him that way he should go. Many people do their children different from they do the gardens. They always clean all of the weeds out of the garden, and they watch it continually and train those things in order that it may grow correctly. But our children oftentimes do not receive the attention that our gardens receive, and they are not tilled and cared for as they ought to be. But this word train certainly gives us the idea that if we do this job in a proper manner, then that child, when he is old, will not depart from it. I cannot at all deny this plain passage of Scripture, but I do realize that man's nature consists of four essentials. That is, a body, a mind, a moral nature, and the spirit. Now, a body requires food and exercise and rest. And a man may be able to give a son or a daughter all the food that is necessary, the exercise that they should have, and the rest, and build a wonderful body for this human being. But you know, one could have this body all as it should be and still be only a street bully. And so we recognize that here is something more important to bring to our children than simply a good, strong body. Second of all, there is the mind. Train only the mind, though, and not train any more than the mind in the ways that it ought to go, and it'll still be only an educated criminal, perhaps. The Franks murder case of a few years ago in Chicago is proof of the fact. Two young men, very well educated, decided to murder someone just to see what it felt like. Now, they had the mind. They were trained in mind. They had a good body. But still, they were only educated criminals. There is a third part which many people miss, and that is, in the training of their children, there is the moral nature. Now, this is something that, of course, relates to that which is right and wrong. And this only meets the requirements of the world, though, really. If a man has a good body and a good mind, and he has some semblance of morality, then he has met the requirements of the world. But do you know, my friends, a skeptic can have all of this and still be a skeptic. An atheist may have, to some degree, a good body and a good mind and a good moral nature, but he may not have all that is necessary to really living correctly. There is, fourth of all, which many ignore, the spirit of man. This part is related to God. This is the part which Jesus said, if a man should gain the whole world and lose his soul, he's lost everything. The world, though, is satisfied without the spirit part. They do not care about that, it seems, which is related to God. And when we train our children, we must remember all four of these areas if we would train them up in the way they should go, so that when they're old, they will not depart therefrom.